Could you please tell us about some of your responsibilities as an abbot of a Bhairagiri Buddhist monastery? Is being an abbot of one of Ajahn Chah's monasteries unique compared to other monasteries? I don't think you want to know. That's Ajahn Chah's description of an abbot is the say the garbage can at the top of the line. So that and everything goes in. Yeah, it being an abbot is there's lots of things that one is responsible for. One of the things of being a Bhairagiri is that I do have a lot of help, and that's evidenced. Let's move down the both sides of the line here, and people help out. There's of course a Bhairagiri is being in the West. There's a certain kind of uniqueness, I guess. Doesn't matter where you are, there's different responsibilities. As an abbot, I'm thinking of comparing it to, because I was the abbot of a monastery in Thailand for 15 years, and it has a different flavor. One of the things, being in America, being in the West, is just having to deal with county officials. That's a practice of it in and of itself, and just having, you know, the legal structures that, you know, having to know and understand, and all the different regulations that are required when you're in Thailand. And then a monastery is just an accepted part of the web of the culture, and basically you do whatever you want. You know. You can build what you want, where you want, when you want it, and it's extremely easy. You don't have to explain it. But that being said, being in the West, there's a Bhairagiri in particular, it's a very quiet monastery suitable for meditation and practice and training. So it's actually a lot quieter than most monasteries that I've been at or lived at in Thailand. A lot of the responsibilities are actually around teaching, training, guidance, but most of all, probably just being an example. That's probably the bigger responsibility, trying to be a decent example.